WZTI Greenfield.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's meeting with congressional leaders from both parties and both chambers tomorrow, trying to avert a government shutdown on Wednesday.
The leaders are trying to come to terms on a continuing resolution that extends funding at current levels for about 2 months to give Congress time to reach a budget
CBS's
deal.
CBS's Christopher Cruz reporting. The First National Guard troops are expected to hit Memphis tomorrow. Tennessee's Republican governor welcoming that move. Not so welcoming, Portland, Oregon, as CBS's Christian Benavides tells us.
Overnight, protesters gathered in front of an ICE facility in Portland as the city prepares for the deployment of troops by order of President Trump to protect ICE facilities, which he says are under siege by Antifa.
And Team Europe is coming into today's singles with a Ryder Cup record lead of 11.5 to 4.5. European captain Luke Donald.
You know, I didn't expect to have as big a lead like this. You know, a lot of things have gone well for us, but I'm very happy with how strong our team is.
CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Enjoy your Sunday. Sunshine and east wind coming off the lake. Very light at 5 to 10 with highs in the low to mid 70s. Overnight, a mostly clear sky, mid and upper 50s. Monday, warmer sunshine, upper 70s to the lower 80s. Currently 62 degrees.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use VolunteerWisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Cronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Morning once again. The music of the stars all the way till high noon. Now that depends if you're in Central Time Zone. And you will be next week if you're in our studio area on the Civic Media Radio Network. Next week, things are different time-wise. Just a word. What's that poem again? Oh yeah, let's see. 30 days has September, April, June, and no wonder all the rest have peanut butter, except my neighbor. He still drives that Oldsmobile. I think that's how the poem goes. It's the music of the stars. Welcome aboard all our Civic Media radio stations. Oh, and welcoming a new station today, WZTI in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. About the passing season today. Maybe some torch songs. Autumn is perfect for that. So is midnight. And a look at some of the glamour goddesses of the silver screen and television, the music of the stars. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, worldwide, civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us. I'm your host, Lou Regani, and off we go to a little Sinatra on a beautiful, so far, autumn morning. How about a torch song? Speaking of.
She was Boston, I was Vegas. She was Crip Suzette, I was pie. She was lectures. I was movies. But I loved her. She was Mozart. I was Basie. She was afternoon tea. I was saloon. She was junior league. I was Dodgers. But I loved her morning, night, and noon. Opposites attract, the wise men claim. Still I wish that we had been a little more the same. It might have been a shorter war if we had known each other more. She was polo, I was racetrack. She was museums, I was TV. She did her best to change me, though she never, never knew quite how. But I loved her almost as much as I do now.
That's Don Costa's orchestra, and great music from Francis Albert. Big hit for Perry Como now. Oh, that's Gordon Jenkins' song. Don McLean wrote this.
And I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. Could life begin again the day you took my hand? And yeah, shadows follow me and the night won't set me free, but I just for me. You set my spirit free. I'm happy that you do. The book of life is brief, and once a page is read, all but life is dead. That is my belief. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But now that you're around me,
what did I have that I don't have? What did he like that I lost track of? What did I do that I don't do the way I did before? What isn't there that once was there? What have I got a great big lack of?
Sullivan Show. Sammy Davis Jr.
What did I have that I don't have? What did she like that I lost track of? What did I do that I don't do the way I did before? What isn't there that once was there? What have I got a great big lack of? Something in me then she could see then beckons to her no more. I'm just a victim of time, obsolete in my prime.
What did she love that there's none of? What did I lose the sweet warm knack of? Couldn't I be the late great me if I knew how? What did I have I don't have? What did I have that I don't have? What did I have that I don't have? What did she see that's gone in me? What did I use that now I'm shy of? Why is the sequel never equal? Why is there no encore? That I'm not like. What was that charm that I've run dry of? What would I give if my old know-how still knew how? What did I have I don't have? What did I have that I don't have? What did I?
So he ran into my former fiancé. You saw him dancing in some cafe. No, I haven't seen him since a year ago. And there are so many things I'd like to know. How did he look? Did he seem happy while they were dancing? Did he whisper things in her ear? And did he light her cigarette? Was he attentive the way he used to be? With me. What was she like? Was she attractive? Was there a smile upon his face? Or did he seem bored? Not that I really care. I know our love affair can never be. But how did he look? And did he ask about me?
Julie. perfect for torch songs. Abner Silver wrote that. Now you're thinking, who? He wrote quite a bit of stuff before some of us were born. That was done by a lot of singers. Eddie Fisher, here's an Abner Silver tune.
With these hands, I will cling to you. I'm yours forever and a day. With these hands, I will bring to you a tender love as warm as May. With this heart, I will sing to you long after stars have lost their glow.
Francis Albert next.
Hands across the table while the lights are low. Though you hush your lips, your fingertips tell me all I want to know. Across the table, meet so tenderly, and they say in their little way that you belong to me. Across the table,
they meet so tenderly, and they say in their little way that you belong to me.
Francis Albert on Columbia. Songs about hands. The hands of time. Oh, you like that one. I heard a lot of compliments. Not me, I mean, for playing. The hands of time. Got a few tears out there, too, I was told on eBay. Oh, eBay has got some of these records. No, I don't have them, but I want to recommend eBay. If you see a rare song that you want, buy it. And if you can't or won't, stick around. I've got some rare stuff for you today. Songs about hands.
Well, it's Friday again, and that means that a lot of the fellas everywhere are looking forward to a weekend leave. And I know for some of them, at least it means a quick trip home. Maybe that explains why the song mentioned this week by so many of the girls is an old favorite I'm sure you'll all remember.
Dinah Shore.
I'm on my hands, you in my arms, nothing but love. You fall once and for all. I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to
Glenn Miller, 1939, right before End of the Service. And here's Mel Torme. This was a number one record for Mel. Songs about hands. Sonny Burke and the band.
I let my heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in two. You held my dreams like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through. I brought you joy, and dear, I loved you so. But all that sunshine didn't make the roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love. My heart fall into careless hands that broke my heart in two. You held my dreams like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through. I brought you joy, and dear, I loved you so. But all that sunshine didn't make the roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love. Careless hands that can't hold on to love. Talking about those hands that can't hold on to love. Music
of Carl Sigmund. Guy was a lawyer, graduated, passed all the exams to practice in New York State. But he knew Johnny Mercer, you know. Got the Bronze Star in World War II. His efforts in Africa. We're going to feature Carl Sigmund's music one of these Sundays on the Music of the Star. The guy was a heavy hitter. But he wrote also a lot of lyrics rather than just melody. Why did I say just melody? A lot of stuff for Glenn Miller. He wrote Pennsylvania 65,000. Now there's a story. The number of the Hotel Pennsylvania where Glenn played, and that was their phone number. Pennsylvania Hotel is still there. Guess what they did? Change their phone number. Go figure. Songs About Hands, Joe Stafford.
Invisible hands are waiting to guide you. Invisible hands will show you the way. Have faith in
Stafford with Norman Luboff. Norman from Chicago. He taught Kirk Douglas how to sing for 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Tony Bennett.
Hide and seek. Gee, I never thought that I would be the one to cry. But now I'm the cryin'est kind. Nobody knows how my poor heart aches. I guess I'm really paying for my mistakes. So I got her off my hands. And since she's off my hands, I can't get her out of my mind. Nobody knows how my guess I'm really paying for my mistakes. So I got her off my hands. And since she's off my hands, well, I can't get her out of my mind. No, I can't get her out of my mind.
The music of the stars. Tony Bennett for Columbia Records. Mitch Miller ran Columbia, and he ran Columbia. Mitch Miller showed up in Kenosha one time as a campaigning thing for a senior housing complex. I remember that made the newspaper. The music of the stars. There was a couple of friendships out there you'd never imagine Tony striking out, to be honest. Lady Gaga.
Deep in the heart of me.
I like the way she thinks.
You're so
and,
dear
she comes
with
up with a lot of good things. And,
you're really a part
has good
of me.
Things about society and how things are good. I like her mind. She's very bright.
She's going to be around an awful long time. She's a very talented person. One of the most talented persons I've ever met in my 60 years of performing.
I've said to myself, there's a way never will go so well.
About two men. They competed for the same job. One was white, the other black. One liked to talk a lot.
You said, uh-huh.
The other was shy as a three-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Hey, rookies gotta stick together.
Our story is about how they came to know each other, fight each other.
I'm gonna whip you, Sayers, but you gotta be at your best.
And help each other.
I think I owe you a beer.
How are you? A lot more than that.
Yeah.
What it comes down to is that JC had a notion here, and Ed seems to think it's a good idea.
We'd like you and Brian Piccolo to room together.
You had me worried. I thought it was something really.
Is this something really? Man, you're talking about a white man and a black man rooming together on a team that's never been done before.
What JC is saying is that there may be some pressures, severe ones.
I was afraid to get up. I figured not everything was going to come with me.
You have never seen anyone so black and blue in your life.
It's like we're rooming with a colored player again.
Gail told the joke.
Gail, I'm sending Brian Piccolo back to Chicago. He's always been in shape, willing to give 100%. But he's not doing that anymore. And that's what worries me. I don't know what it is. Could be something physical, or it might be an emotional disturbance.
I mean, I know perfectly well what's wrong with me. Gail, I think I'm pregnant.
Don't make fun of me, Brian. I'm scared.
I'm no idiot. This thing I got's bad, I know that. But, it's just a detour, Joy. I'm not gonna let it stop me. I'm just not. There's no way.
The tough, tender, and true story of Gail Sayers and Brian Piccolo.
Of time were hands that I could hold, I'd keep them warm and in my hands they'd not turn cold. Hand in hand we'd choose the moments that should last, the lovely moments that should have no future and no past. The summer from the top of the swing, the comfort and the sound of a lullaby, the innocence of leaves in the spring.
but most of all the moment when love first touched me. All the happy days would never learn to fly until the hands of time would choose to wave goodbye. The innocence of leaves in the spring, most of all the moment when love first touched me. All the happy days would never learn to fly until the hands of time would choose to wave.
Races.
It's one of you. The biggest from head to toe.
You better believe it, man.
How you doing, Vic?
Fourth and eighth. You won't let me punt.
Go for it then.
I'm trying, yeah. Jesus God, I'm trying.
Say a few words about a guy I know, a friend of mine. His name is Brian Piccolo. And he has the heart of a giant. And a rare form of courage which allows him to kid himself and his opponent. Cancer. He has a mental attitude which makes me proud to have a friend who spells out courage 24 hours a day, every day of his life. Now you flatter me by giving me this award. But I say to you here and now, Brian Piccolo is the man of courage who should receive the George S. Halas Award. Mine tonight. and Brian Piccolo's tomorrow.
Michelle LeGrand, Tony Bennett.
If the hands of time were hands that I could hold, I'd keep them warm, and in my hands they'd not turn cold. Hand in hand we'd choose the moments that should last. Should have no future and no past. The summer from the top of a swing, the comfort in the sun. Of all the moment when love first touched me, all the happy days would never learn to fly.
Listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. With a government shutdown looming on Wednesday, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's persuaded Senate Majority Leader John Thune to set up a meeting with President Trump. CBS's Michael Toscano has that.
An aide to Senator Schumer told CBS News that with the deadline fast approaching, Schumer called Thune Friday and urged him to get the president to meet, which they will do in the Oval Office.
Portland, Oregon's pushing back against President Trump's plans to send in the National Guard. Willie James Inman reports, and just to note, the language he quotes is salty.
Oregon Senator Ron Wyden said, quote, "My message to Donald Trump is this. We don't need you here. Stay the hell out of our city."
The National Guard is helping recovery efforts in Arizona after flash flooding claimed four lives Friday. Governor Katie Hobbs.
My heart is with all of these Arizonans, people who lost loved ones, people looking for family members and friends, people who had to leave their homes in a hurry, people whose businesses were inundated.
CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.